This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
All right, you little bitches.
You freaking bitch.
I told you, you dumb bitch.
Stupid bitch.
Pressure's on. Bitch.
That whiny bitch.
Google me, bitch.
You freaking bitch.
Okay, she's a we great apologize. A bitch.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080.
Pop me up over there, bitch.
Hoo-wee.
Record, that is inappropriate.
I'm offended.
I am too.
I'm not offended by the Packers right now, who I loved going into this game and are now up 14-0.
Oh, now you loved them?
Yeah. What? Did I not love the Packers before?
I didn't get that sense from you.
Did you bet them?
I did bet them.
Me too.
It was one of those things that me and Buck would... Rob with a...
I don't know about that.
Robert.
I didn't get that sense from you.
Nemec is in studio because recruiting with Andrew Nemec is next. He also bet them.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That's the other thing about sports betting.
No one says when they
exactly. Yeah. Oh, people are the first to tell you. Oh, I had that. Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm great. I'm great.
Oh, my picks are undefeated. I'm the greatest of all time.
Meanwhile, they're down $3,000 for the month. Come on, man.
Come on, son.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Well, we're way behind because we got to doing some sports.
Yeah.
Because we're sports guys.
Yeah.
So we got to get back on track here.
And I need to find a bleach wipe.
Yeah, so we got a little bit of controversy. Well, we got some controversy.
I almost assaulted someone.
Wow.
And it wasn't me.
No. How do you piss on another man's foot and then be upset when he's upset?
What are you going to do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know. Good drop.
Dude,
that was a drop.
All over my freaking boot.
Okay, wait a minute. So
I had to squirt.
Out here at Alene,
yes.
When you go to the bathroom here,
yes.
Did you go to the? You just went to the stand-up stalls,
yes. And yeah, there's dividers.
There are dividers, but the dividers don't go all the way to the ground.
No,
they're very close together. I have noticed that they are very close together.
It's a urinal.
So if I know, and they have the urinal, the splash pad things.
Yes.
So, men, if you don't know. When you see the splash pad, you were supposed to pee on it.
Yes.
The reason you were supposed to pee on it and not the back of the toilet is to reduce splash.
I think this guy missed the urinal altogether. Dude, like it's like all over the floor. Like, it's not like a little bit. You saw it. It's like...
Yeah, there was a lot of...
He peed on my foot.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Well, I obviously was not particularly thrilled. I don't think I can say what I said on the air, but it went something along the lines of, what the blank? And then he proceeded...
Say F?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You're Mormon.
I was not thrilled about this, but at the same time, something's in my hand, so I kind of pull my foot back a little bit.
This is what I was thinking about while I was holding my pecker.
And then the guy acts like he didn't know that he just pissed on my foot.
He's like, oh.
Well, he probably didn't.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
You're not aware that
dude, he's probably housed. No. You know how... Have you ever seen... Okay, so here's the thing about these urinals. When you go in there, there's pee everywhere.
Yes.
On the floor.
That is true.
It's not... It's never... Like... So, you just happen to catch that as it happened.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
It is a valid...
And listen, I'm not saying that he's not wrong, because you gotta button your stuff up.
Yeah.
Because those... I mean, they're gross. Yes. It's like, come on, dude.
Why does that even happen, though? Are we not better than
know.
That? That's ridiculous to me.
It really is a great question.
Because it happens in office places, too, not just casinos. It's crazy.
Yes, it happens everywhere. Anywhere there's a men's bathroom,
yeah,
there's pee everywhere.
Yes.
Why is that?
What does your home restroom look like? My God.
So,
I have a theory on this. I don't think that people pee like that at home. I think when they're on the road.
It's just willy-nilly?
Yeah, because they don't care. They don't have to clean it up. That's what I think.
Well, I'm like, there might be an element to that. That you're just like, whatever.
It's a road game. They don't care.
It's a road game. Like, just, but how do you miss the urinal altogether?
Well, like, he's probably housed.
And so I zip up and I'm like, dude, what the hell, man? And then he's doing the, did I get you? I'm like, yeah, you got me. I'm like, look at my foot. My boot's covered in your piss. And then he came over to try to do the, hey, man, hey, and he put his hand on me, and I batted his hand away. And I sit and I called him something, and he's like, hey, I don't want any trouble. I'm like, well, don't piss on my foot. And he's like, what's your problem? He's upset that I am upset that you peed on me.
Hmm.
Dude,
let's get him over here for an interview.
Gosh almighty.
I literally
like just had to leave the bathroom.
That'd
because
be some
like,
good radio.
My inner rage was like boiling up. And I'm not sure which I'm more pissed about, the fact that I was peed on. And luckily it's like a leather boot, so it's not like I'm wearing a tennis shoe. Like I can wipe it off.
Yeah, I'd be mad if I got peed on these Roger Federers over here.
Yeah, like that's
gonna
soak up. I'm wearing just like an old pair of like leather like beat up boots. I'm more upset that he somehow was stunned that I was pissed that he peed on me.
Again, he was probably housed. But two, I think it's kind of anything goes in the bathroom. Like, look.
It is not anything goes in the bathroom.
Then I should have bitch slapped him then.
Well, it is.
And had that been like anything goes.
Here's what I mean. When you go into the stalls, unless all of them are taken.
Yeah.
Or not the stalls, but the stand-up pee areas.
Yeah.
Unless they're all, there's only one place to go.
Yeah.
You got to avoid other people. Because if you don't, this is what happens.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, when in that bathroom, there's only two by two stalls.
Two on one side, two on the other. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I was there first. If you're
oh,
you were there first. I was there first.
Okay.
Were
the other two taken?
No one was. I don't know who was behind me. I don't know if anyone was, but the one next to me was unoccupied when I started peeing, and then this guy rocks up. And pissed on my foot.
Here's my point. My point with anything goes is you cannot expect anything from other people.
Yeah.
Okay? You have to... Look, it's war in there.
Yeah.
And you have to go in there with a strategy, and you have to make sure that you spare your... It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
You have to... You just can't trust the guy next to you, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Which is why it's anything goes in the bathroom. So you got to maybe just go into a stall. Or take your feet in more on the stand-up stall.
I had too much of a wide stance.
Perhaps.
It's possible.
Because
my fault.
Tell you what,
victim blaming.
Listen, if that guy brought out the ruler and he said, hey, my pee landed here, not across the, you know. Dude. The divide, then
and I can score
that's
from
fair
a
game.
Yeah.
Here's the other one, too, real quick. If you pee on someone, don't reach out and try to touch him in the shoulder. You're lucky that all that got was me knocking your hand away and then me shoving you backwards. But he did not appreciate the shove. I think I'm more than justified in the shove. Like, you don't get to pee on my foot and then touch me like we're going to have some sort of taster's choice moment between friends and, like, we're going to hug? We're going to hug it out?
Hey, guess what?
No, we're not.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Good luck with your shoes.
I'm going to have strategy. I'm strategizing when I go in there.
I'm going to go find a bleach wipe and wipe the piss off my shoe.
All right, we'll be right back.
See if I find that guy and then slap him.
We've got to. Boy, you're so.
I'm
you're
not
so
happy.
Violent.
This is not.
You're
this
so. This is not.
He's ramping up again.
I backed out. This is
yeah.
not good.
Calm down.
I handled it well.
Calm down.
It was a.
Yeah, we can tell.
I smacked away and I pushed. That's. I was. Well, I'm not happy.
Calm down.
I'm a little fired up right now.
Calm down.
Well, you get peed on and then tell me
well,
where you're
I might.
At.
I'm going there right now. I'll report back. Britt. In trouble again next on The Fan.
What are you going to do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know.
Oh, but we're probably going to spend an entire club on two trips to the bathroom, but here
we
are.
Something happened to you, too?
No. Well, okay. So I went to the same bathroom you did.
Yeah. Did you get peed on?
And there are the four stand-up urinals.
Did you see the nice puddle where I was assaulted?
There's two on one side and two behind. So they're not four in a row.
No, they're stacked.
It's like a quadrant.
Yes. Think like an office cubicle.
So when I walked, yeah, exactly. So when I walked in there, there was a guy in the upper left.
Yeah.
So I went lower right.
Well, you should.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Strategy.
Crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
You're far away
that guy's not going to get me.
No. Unless he does some sort of whirly bird around.
Now.
Yeah.
A man showed up while I was standing there.
Yeah.
And he went right next to me. So, thinking about our conversation, I was like, okay, I'm going to take my feet in.
Narrow the stance.
I'm going to narrow the stance.
I will admit, I do have a wide stance.
I know you do.
Yeah.
And I don't know that from peeing, but I know that from just your,
yeah, I have a wide
like,
yeah.
when you sit.
Yeah, I have a wide stance. Even now, as I sit here, yeah. I'm
I've sat next to you on an airplane.
Yeah, I'm a
yeah,
man
he's
spreader.
He's a spreader.
Yeah.
So so the guy stands next to me. He's, so I'm lower right. He's other side, left right.
Yeah.
But wait. I don't know. He's on the right of me.
Yeah.
And I move my feet in, and now I discover that when I move my feet in, I'm moving him into a puddle of urine.
See?
so now what do I do?
You're in trouble is what you are.
I'm in trouble. So do I move the feet back out and hope that I don't get peed on, or do I?
So you're right when you walk in, you're at the first stalls where you turned.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're in the puddle of piss that was on my foot.
Yeah.
The same man has now peed on the both of us.
Oh, you guys are sharing pee puddles.
We're pee puddle brothers.
It happened.
That puddle that you're standing in is the puddle that got my foot.
Well, look.
Welcome to my world.
It's tough. It's tough. I didn't know what to do. I finished my business and I left.
Yeah.
And I washed it.
What is... Are we savages now? Is that like we?
No, I just think this is a common thing.
Then we need to go back to the trough. We need to go back to the trough at this point.
Interesting idea.
Apparently, we can't be trusted with urinals.
Or just go into the stalls. You know,
I always feel bad going into the stalls though because I don't want to occupy that for someone that has to actually go in and
but
do their business.
But there's no line. There's a million of them.
Yeah, and then, you know? I don't know, man. I try to save those for the people that need them.
All right, we got to go.
And by the way, I appreciate that people are supporting me. JC Babes, I cannot agree more. You piss on me, it equals a free punch to the face and a night in county jail. It would have been worth it. I feel like that guy got off easy with a push. I feel like a push is more than commiserate an amount of force when someone does pee on you and then tries to hug you afterwards.
I think it's commensurate.
Commensurate.
That's right.
Is it not?
Commiserate?
Yeah.
Commensurate?
I think it's commensurate.
Commensurate?
Yeah. All right. Well, Mets just lost. Oh, wait, no, they have one out left.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Again.
6-4.
Not to, you know, pick at the scab, but...
thank you for that. I've had such a wonderful... My last 30 minutes have been great. The Mets are metaphorically peeing on me.
Oh, my God.
And some old man is peeing on me in real
life. Has a baseball player ever missed a pitch by more than Pete Alonso just missed that Duran pitch?
It did not look great.
Oh,
no.
My God. He missed that by 8 miles. Nice swing. No wonder the Mets suck.
Well, if the Giants win tonight, it'll be down to one.
What the hell was that throw?
When you're all right.
I'm getting distracted. I'm watching sports.
There's a lot happening.
Britt. At it again. Next. Are we SportsCenter here?
That's right.
So, yes.
I don't even know where we're at.
Yeah, here's me with SportsCenter.
Yep. Here he is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, Britney Spears, you remember her?
I do.
You do?
I still see her every now and then.
Yeah.
She, like
social media.
The amount of weird, naked,
correct,
dancing videos of, like,
that's her bit.
And she doesn't look bad,
she looks out of it.
She looks out of it, and she's like puffy. It's just it's the weirdest thing that comes across like my feeds.
Sometimes she's holding kitchen knives and stuff.
That's right.
And she's always naked. It's just it's very very strange for her. At one
and it's
point,
always in her house.
She was the world's biggest pop star for like a decade, and now this.
Well, apparently it's not going well.
Shocker.
And a lot of people.
Yeah.
They're saying that they should have never given up the conservatorship.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the whole, a lot of people saying.
People are saying.
That whole free Britney Spears thing. There was a documentary.
Yes. Well, now, the conservatorship got dissolved.
Yeah.
So she's on her own. And she posted another one of these videos recently where, same thing, like, there was the one where she was dancing with knives and her, she posts at the same, she's in the same place in her house every time.
Yeah,
and you can see her house.
It's like an empty-ish living room.
Yeah.
It's kind of depressing.
It's disheveled.
Right.
And it's not good.
Well, this one had dog poop in it.
Oh, yeah. I see here leaving dog poo on her mansion floor.
And people are concerned.
I would say so. I would think that dog poop indeed probably.
It's on a tile floor.
Yeah. There's actually a lot of it.
Yeah, and you can see the little dog sauntering by, you know. And
so you're just living in squalor now, kind of.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And it sounds like the family said, look, they said the conservatorship is over.
She's a grown
so
woman.
So they tried to get an intervention with her.
Yeah.
And it failed. And apparently she's on her own, and they've kind of thrown up their hands.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't know what you're going to do.
This is America. If you want to blow a $500 million fortune and, like, dance naked on Instagram and live in dog feces, that is your God-given right.
Well, and the idea that we were trying to help you before and you fought so hard to get free, well, now you are. I guess this is what you want.
Boy, that dog poop is kind of alarming. You ever
No.
You never seen someone who lives like that?
With dog poop all over their house?
Or no. Someone that lives in really bad conditions, as I have.
I've seen hoarders.
Yeah.
But not that.
I've encountered this.
Although maybe, it's probably in there. I just didn't see it.
Yeah. I've encountered that. Oh, so you have seen hoarders in person.
I've seen a hoarder, yeah.
Then that's...
They
have animals.
Yeah, I used to deliver... I told you this story, but when I was in college, the worst job I ever had... Think of the heat in the middle of the summer in Kansas.
It's not good.
And the humidity.
Yeah.
I delivered appliances.
Oh, boy.
For this old man who owned this appliance company, and this other guy, who smoked, the other guy smoked the whole time, and the cab was filled up with, it was freaking disgusting.
Bad job.
And we would have to deliver a fridge. Well, we're going to rural Kansas in these mobile home parks and stuff, and taking out old fridges and putting in new fridges, or taking out old
washing machines
and putting them in. Dude, the stuff behind these machines, I don't even want to describe, but there was one, and I remember it specifically, one place that we went into. It was a home or house, but oh my God, I've since seen it because they have the show,
Hoarders.
Like Hoarders and everything, but it was wall to wall junk, papers, everything. Like, you couldn't move. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. It was my first, I'd never seen anything like that before. Yeah. So I have seen that. Yeah. So there were no animals, but.
I've seen it a couple times, and I fell through the floor of someone's house once.
Nice.
I was trying to, with a church group, we were trying to help someone, you know, out. So we were moving some stuff out, and I went through the kitchen floor. Like, the floor was rotten.
You call the advocates.
And I fell through. Trust me, I don't think they had anything to offer. But, like, I've seen some bad conditions, and I know Britney Spears is not going to be living in... It's just, like, she's got enough money to where it's alarming that when you're living in dog feces, it's not good, but the conditions that human beings choose to live in is quite staggering when you get down to it. So, like, I see Britney Spears, and I'm like, oh, my God, you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and you have dog crap, and you're filming it, and you're not cleaning it up. It seems shocking, but I guess in the grand scheme of things, at least she has the money and resources to do whatever. But remember, Gene Hackman died because of this.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman and his wife died because of rat poo.
It's true.
They died of that. Was it the hantavirus?
Yeah. She did.
She did.
And then he died because she couldn't care for him.
She couldn't care for him. So, I mean
it's true.
It's kind of an alarming thing. When the animal feces comes in. But I don't know what you do. Like, I don't think you can call, like, can you do a welfare check?
And, well, like they said, the family talked about it. They're open about it. They're like, look, we tried to have an intervention with her. Yeah. We can't. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing they can do now. The conservatorship is dissolved.
Yeah.
I mean, she's on her own.
Yeah.
And I think she's got a husband or a boyfriend or something.
I don't know. She's been around the block.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on in there.
She defended it, though. She's like, I'm reading here. She said, like, don't worry about it.
Well, she said in that video, she said, well, I'm just beginning cleaning the house for the day.
She said she doesn't clean up after the dog. She doesn't have someone there cleaning every day. So she basically just leaves the crap there until the cleaning person comes. Like, but if you're Britney Spears, you were that, why not just have someone that cleans every day?
It sounds as though right now she is off with her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Paul Richard Solis.
It's bad.
Wow, yeah.
Death pool?
Yeah, that's...
I hate to say it, but...
That's high. And when it happens, and this is the sad part, everyone will be like, yeah, that's about right.
Right.
Yeah, her...
It's you can see it.
You can see it.
Like, the tragedy of her story is already written. You're just kind of ready for the final chapter, and it's pretty awesome.
And it's the same thing. Bieber's going through this right now. When you go
the
look...
Biebs.
When you go look at, like, the interviews when she was, like, 15, 16 years old when she became famous, and same thing with Bieber, the amount of creepy interviews that they did and the sexualization of someone that was that young, and you know she was probably passed around, and he was too.
The media Hollywood, did them so dirty.
By 1,000 different people. It's just... I can't imagine the absolute mind F that both of those people have. And the fact that all she's doing is living in with dog poop and dancing naked with knives, maybe that's...
Well, all
maybe
Bieber
she's
is,
doing better.
I don't know if you've seen the latest photos of Biebs, but he's out there riding scooters in his underwear.
Yeah,
that's his thing.
It's well, you know what happened to him. That was the P. Diddy world and Usher and...
All right.
Just goes to show you, man, when your kid's like, Dad, I want to be famous. I'm like, do you? Is how many people would trade all of that because of the money? You know, it's like parents send their kids into that knowing what the end game is, and they don't care because it's the idea of money solves all your problems.
All right, we'll wrap it up next here on The Fan. Yeah, we sure do. We got a flurry of time left.
What, like 6 minutes?
Yeah, it's a long time for us.
it kind of is.
That really is. Sometimes this last segment is more of a...
It's like, all right, 35 seconds, boys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. We left a lot of time to talk about nothing.
A lot of meat on the bone.
I saw the Justin Bieber photos.
Yeah. He's riding a scooter, or that's not a... What is that
it's
thing?
A Segway.
Segway in his underwear.
Boy.
He and Lil Nas X are going to start hanging out on Sunset.
That's what I was asking. Ooh. Like, if you encountered the Biebs...
Yeah.
Would you, like...
Power rank.
Could you have, like, is he... Is it possible to have a normal sit down, like just hang out with Justin Bieber, or with like 2 minutes in, would you be like, oh my God, you are crazier than an S House rat.
I feel like he's I feel like he's pretty chill. I think Britney Spears is that. Like what you're like you cannot have a I think Spears is off a rocker. I think Biebs.
You think Biebs is holding it together?
More than she is, I think.
Yeah. Like, I don't know about holding it together. I feel like he's more like depressed. He might be kind of chill and cool.
Well, you think?
I think he's got probably depression and anxiety issues and maybe some substance abuse, but she seems like she kind of, for lack of a better term, has a screw loose. And like, I'm not sure he does yet.
She's done. She's out.
Because we were talking about Michael Jackson. I saw a photo of Michael Jackson's bedroom today, and it was like the most terrifying thing I'd ever seen. It's like literally the stuff of nightmares. And I thought about like the EMTs that went in there to like save him, like while they're like performing life saving measures, they had to look around and be like, oh my god, like what is happening? There's like pee jars in the corner and it's just weird crap.
Weren't pee jars in the
dude,
corner.
Dude, he's got weird jars of fluid in the corner. What do you think that? You think that's apple juice?
I didn't think his room was that bad. Now the baby shrine,
yeah,
a little
the baby
weird.
Shrine,
that was weird,
right?
But I didn't think everything else was that bad.
You're like, oh, it's totally normal. Baby shrine. No,
it wasn't that bad.
Totally normal. Like, imagine, like, if you were sitting down, like, you got invited over. Someone's like, hey, you want to go eat dinner with Michael Jackson? Would you? Like,
the answer is no.
Can you say no? It's dinner with Michael Jackson.
Yes.
But imagine what that.
No.
What is that evening like?
Would you want to have dinner with Justin Bieber? I wouldn't. I don't care.
I'm saying, whether you want to or not, what is an evening sitting down with Britney Spears like for dinner?
Chaos.
What's
chaos? Want no part of it.
What's that? Like, what do you
I don't even care about the story. I don't care.
Do you think at some point she stands up in her underwear and starts dancing?
Yes.
And then you're just like, what?
I picture her being up and down from the table, causing a scene with the staff.
At some point,
never acknowledging my existence.
No.
And getting naked and dancing for TikTok I eat a steak.
You're just in the corner, and then the dog comes over and drops a log, like, right by your foot, and you're like, what? And they're like, oh, that's Mishu. Don't worry about her. She's fine. She's fine. That world is fascinating.
This is Whitney Houston's bathroom.
Yeah, that got used as the cover of a Pusha T album, but that's how they found her bathroom, I think,
right?
After her death.
Wow.
Like, there's stuff going, like...
Well, it's just drugs. I mean, that's just drugs.
Yeah.
Well, and beer cans and garbage and
cigarette packs.
And her dead in a bathtub. It's a Budweiser over there. That crack pipe.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, that's some...
Some candy wrappers.
Yeah. Like, I just... That idea fascinates me that... You have these people that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars that live in, like, in the nicest places that you can fathom, and yet just they're living in squalor. They're living in animal feces.
They're not in their right mind.
And yet, for most people, those people would be homeless and just wandering the streets, but they're not because they're worth $250 million. That juxtaposition fascinates me. It really does. Because there is no difference between a homeless person on the street being crazy and
Britney Spears. No,
it's the same person.
That's true.
If we took away all of Britney Spears' money and said, dude, you're all this money goes away, or we just gave her a limit and say, hey, we're going to give you $10 million, right? I'll give you $50 million, and you have to pay all your own bills, right? You're in charge of everything. No assistance, no nothing. It's just you. How long before Britney Spears is homeless?
A year? Did you say 50 million?
50 million.
Oh, not a year. Are you serious? Yeah. A year?
A year.
No.
A year.
50 million?
50 million. You know she's not paying bills. You know she's not paying her rent. You know she's not paying her mortgage. How long before someone comes along and forth? Like, what is she doing? She will be homeless. It's a matter of time before she's homeless. She's the same person as the crazy lady on the street. She's just better looking.
I don't know.
What if she fires up a GoFundMe? Would her fans just fund her? Like,
well, that's
seriously.
True. That's true. You could.
You raise an interesting point about, like, when you see like, do they have money? Like, put it this way. Who is the richest homeless person? And how much do you think that they have?
I don't know. Like $11? I don't. You can't. I don't know.
Well, to your point about Britney, like 50 million, that is too much to be homeless. However, if you don't have your faculties to pay your bills.
Pay like, your bills.
It does go yeah. fast, but you still, I mean, like your house goes, yeah. but.
Hotels and.
Yeah, but you don't have the capacity to pay for anything.
No.
So you don't really have access to the money, even though you have the money.
Yeah.
Is there like some homeless guy sitting around that has like $100 million?
Well, that's what Nemec said. Like, if someone has a ton of money and has a mental break and just walks away from it all, definitely.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guarantee it's out there.
Yeah. Or someone, or the thing, if you were Britney Spears and she was, someone would swindle her.
Well, they tried.
Yeah. Someone would take her money.
I think people have taken a lot of money from her.
I'll bet you if you actually went through her accounts, the amount of money.
So it's
that
like,
she, yeah,
it's like which is worse? You've got a conservatorship
yeah.
with her money,
siphoned
but they're
out.
But they're
yeah.
they're taking care of you,
yeah.
or you're on your own. You can have all the money, yeah. but you're on your own. But you're whack job. Which is worse? You're getting ripped off, or you're a whack job with a bunch of money.
I think being the whack job with a bunch of money is probably worse.
God. All right, thanks to Josh, Jake, our new marketing guy.
Yeah.
He's over there. I don't know. Jerome LaChance was here tonight.
The French cowboy.
Kurt Ludwig. Marissa is here.
All the stars.
From the sales. We want to thank Alan A. for having us out. We want to thank Ryan Buckley back in the stewed.
Great place to come and watch college football in the NFL.
Yeah.
On the weekends. Come
great
on up to
spot.
A.
Tom's Watch Bar. We are back in studio tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Fan Goodnight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.